PromoHomo.tv begins right now.
And here I am, your Promo Homo. I'm Nicholas Snow, and it is Thursday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. I was insisting that yesterday was Thursday on my show, but one of my people that were watching indicated to me that it was, in fact, not Thursday. It was, in fact, still Wednesday. So, this is the show. Welcome. If you're watching live, you can call in at 347-215-8866. And I love it when you chat under the Facebook feed. So, let's get on with the official opening of the show.
PromoHomo.tv begins right now. Simulcast on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook Live, which basically means this is a worldwide television show that you can watch from any internet-connected device and you can call in. How cool is that? This show is made possible with the generous support of Desert Ace Project, Lulu California Bistro, 849 Restaurant and Lounge, and we're a proud media sponsor of the LGBT Community Center of the Desert, Palm Springs Pride, and numerous other organizations and causes. For more about our sponsors and those we support, visit promohomo.tv. And now, on with the snow. Joe.
And that's how you put a little TV in your internet. So before I bring on my guest, I'm getting a message that says your connection is weak. My coffee is strong. It says my connection is weak. There is one thing that I can do to perhaps make the connection stronger. You might see a short pause in your video. So let me just test this out. Okay, I am back on the air, and it still tells me that my connection is weak. Okay, so I'm back, and now my connection is no longer weak, so it was worth the wait. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest. I want to tell you a little bit about her first, so I have that information queued up here in my Blog Talk Radio studio page. So Lynn Phillippe grew up in Southern California and was fortunate enough to study acting, art, writing, and singing at an early age. And as we go on the air, she's let me know she's completed her second book, and we're going to celebrate both. Her first book, Soiled, is a suspenseful, fast-paced, highly entertaining lesbian fiction novel that you will not want to put down. So without further ado, let's welcome to the show Lynn Phillippe. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, Nicholas. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad we finally got together.
And I'm personally happy that it took a while, because before I was simply doing the podcast, and now I have a Facebook Live video.
You are so techie. I just can't believe it.
Isn't it wild? So right now we're on what I refer to as camera one. And then I just, I'm so techie that I just knocked the camera over. So,
earthquake.
This is camera one, and then this is camera two, and I photograph into mirrors because, or else we would be extremely close to the camera.
Yes.
And the reason there's a mirror behind me is because that way I can leave the camera on you for quite a while, and people can hear me talking. And then when I have a video to roll in, I can just switch over to the computer.
So
ultimately, I'll get even more sophisticated. But that's what we're working with.
Hey, it works. I think I'm very proud of you.
Well,
very creative.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Congratulations, because a lot of people have the desire to be creative and to perform and to write books or whatever, but they never quite make it there. And I'm wondering, when you look back in your life, what was it that inspired you to honor and express your creativity, which frankly is my goal, to honor and express my creativity in a way that makes a difference. What was it that got you connected to your creativity in a way that you expressed it so abundantly?
Good question. Well, it's always been an important part of my life, but making a living being an artist was always a goal. So I was very lucky when I came out here, and due to many, you know, a sort of a broken love affair, I ended up getting a job as a lounge lizard. I play the piano and sing, and I'd always done it just kind of for fun and had been in musicals. But after I broke up with this person, I needed a job. So I became the accompanist for Christy Love, and we ended up playing during the 80s, or late 70s, early 80s, a million years ago.
Did you say you were the accompanist?
Yes. And
you
then
you play the piano.
Oh, I do. I play a lot of instruments.
Wow.
Hey, well, you know, this was all stuff I learned to do, and then it's like my parents said, you know, could you get a job doing one of those things?
Parents, they always want us to get jobs. What's up with that?
Yeah. So we played in, like, when the Biltmore was here for 3 years, and, when the Hungry Tiger was here, and then eventually I went from a trio to a duo, and we played, like, at the Lakes Country Club all season, and then I became a single. I don't know what that means. I guess I was hard to work with? No, I don't think so. But I was the, you know, the gal in the lounge with the big hair and the big tits behind the grand piano. And, you know, I'd do pop music. I wouldn't do all the old covers.
Now, these were, I'm guessing, in straight bars?
Yes, it was almost all straight.
And were you allegedly heterosexual in that job?
I never claimed to it. I tried to be out as possible. But I did get my share of flattering requests and room keys and whatevers. But
what I was thinking. You know, you describe the woman with the big hair and the big endowment sitting behind.
Well, you know, sometimes I get a couple girls too. You know.
Well, of course.
Eventually, I did get the chance to start playing in gay clubs, and it was wonderful. What a thrill! And I ended up in an all gal kind of glam rock band, and we played at Club 111 when it was here, and we played at the CC Construction, and then we went on a little tour and ended up in American Samoa. I should have shot my agent, I think, but anyway, it was really fun. But then I fell in love, and I decided not to tour anymore. So,
are we allowed to say your partner's at least first name on the air?
Of course.
So how did you meet Carrie?
Through friends. We had.
And that was here?
Yeah, and she had come to hear me sing and was kind of interested in me, but I didn't know that. And I was still trying to make a relationship work with the gal in Laguna. And had I known, we could have saved a little time. But eventually, we got together, and we just celebrated our 29th anniversary.
And I know that people, LGBT individuals in long-term relationships always consider themselves married and also have commitment ceremonies and maybe even spiritual or religious ceremonies depending upon their practices. Did you get legally married?
Yes, 8 years ago when we had that little brief window.
So you were one of the 18,000 couples.
That's right. So,
whose marriage was ultimately in limbo and then upheld.
Correct.
Granting all of us marriage equality.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It must feel very exciting to be a part of that group of couples.
I'm very proud of it. It was just sort of hard to believe that it really happened. And anyway, I just couldn't be happier. And we've been through a lot, but we've learned a lot, and we're still laugh and carry on. And it's I'm really blessed.
You and Carrie carry on.
Oh, yes, of course.
All right. So was there a particular individual that really fostered your creativity? Did you grow up in a family that you attribute your creativity to?
Yes. My parents were very supportive. My dad was pretty artistic, and my mom was musical. And she always said to me, write a book. You should write a book, you know. So finally, that was always on my bucket list. And after my experience with the musical entertainment part of my life, Carrie said to me, you know, you should really get a job. Because I play, like, weekends or this or that. And she was teaching school then, and she just didn't feel like I was contributing what I could. So I got a job at Moeller's.
That was a diplomatic way to put it.
It's not how I said it at that time, but I got a job at Moeller's Garden Center, and then I decided to go back to school. And I went back to school for landscaping design, and I went through at COD, and I went through all that, and then I apprenticed at another company, and I studied for my landscape contractor's license, and I got that. And then we started our own landscape company like 20 years ago, and Philippi Landscape, and we did a lot of work all over the valley down here. It was very exciting.
And now you work for another company, which...
Yes, I work for Vintage Landscape, and they're wonderful. When the crash kind of happened, we were just paying our guys and taking money out of our house, and finally we said, this is just not worth it. And I put the word out, and 3 days later, they offered me a job I couldn't refuse. So it's very, real exciting.
Well, you know, even though this audience is worldwide, we are based in Palm Springs, and one of the great institutions in the desert is College of the Desert, and you're a huge testament to that educational institution, because here you have a fantastic career that stemmed from that opportunity and your own initiative, of course.
Yeah, and I'd always wanted to get back to acting, which was my first love as a kid and all that, but it was, like I said, a bucket list. And then I heard a friend in a group I belong to said she was having an improv play day. So I went to it.
I had someone say that to me recently.
Yeah, and that's not what they called it, though. Nicholas, I know.
So you mentioned to me about an improv
play
day.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your personal life.
I wish that I had someone in my personal life asking me if I want to play. But no, I was referring to what you said right before the...
Well, you're looking so good, too.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, I went to the play day, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, I felt like something got released, and I started writing a novel that I'd had in my head. I read hundreds of mysteries, and I probably read 4 a month or something. And I finally thought, I got something in my head. So I started writing it, and I gave a few pages to Carrie, holding my breath. And I heard her laughing in the other room where she was reading it, and I thought,
You were thinking, is she laughing with me?
Right. Is it like, oh, God, don't quit your day job? But anyway, I finished it and got it together and shared it with some family members. And then I had the good fortune to know Catherine Forrest, who's very successful, obviously one of our icons of lesbian fiction. And she edited my book for me, and she's going to edit my next one, which is Transplanted.
Catherine, if you're watching, you're welcome to come on the show. I've been in the room with you many times. I was there when you were honored by Palm Springs Pride, as a matter of fact. Well, that's fantastic. Well, let's see your book, because I know you have it with you.
I happen to have it right here.
Oh, how's that?
Yes, look at that.
It's called Soil,
Shannon
Patrick Landscape Mystery.
That's right.
By Lynn Philippi. So
it's a series. It's going to be a series.
And your second book is in this series.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that idea, because if you do a good job with your first book, you intimately know your characters, and you bring your followers along.
Well, that's it. I fortunately have had a lot of people saying, when's your next book coming out? So you know how it is, though. You've written a book. You have to... write it, get it rough edited, edit it, and then... bring that up.
My book is Life Positive. You can hold
it.
Oh,
here you go.
My book is Life Positive, A Journey to the Center of My Heart. It is, I'll take it back.
That
it
goes.
Is a living powerfully with HIV memoir, and it's really, it feels like a mystery because I wrote it as I lived it. I wrote it. It's a blog that was converted into a book, but I knew all along I was going to do that and ultimately did it. So.
And how can they get your book?
Thank you. The same way they can get yours. That's Amazon.com.
That's right.
And actually, the link to your book is in the text associated with this story at promohomo.tv. So they're one click away from your book.
Oh, that's great.
Let's see the book some more. Let's hold it up.
Sure.
So tell me...
Even in the Palm Springs Library.
I love that.
I know.
How do you get the book in the Palm Springs Library? Because I haven't followed through with that. I know you can get it in the Rancho Mirage Library, too. And what you do there for a local author is you drop off two copies. They put one on a local author's table. And you can put that down now. It's blocking my face.
Okay. Oh, how rude. Really? Yeah, sorry.
I'm thinking, they don't see me anymore.
I don't know. You said hold it up.
That will not hold.
Yeah, really, you can't have that. No, my publisher had something to do with it. I'm with Sapphire Books.
Okay.
And they have an annual writers' conference at Casita La Quita, the wonderful women's inn here. And they had a special author day at the library, and they asked if they could include some of the books. So, and then they asked me to be one of the local authors at a Wellwood Murray local author book signing this last year. So
I love that.
Yeah.
So we're only about halfway through our time together, so we have plenty of time.
Mm, wow.
I didn't seek out a publisher for my book. I took the self-publishing route for mm-hmm. a variety of reasons. Number one, I wanted to get it out as quickly as possible once it was finished. But when you explored publishing a book, how did you make the decision to go with a publisher rather than to self-publish? And what has been the advantage of having the publisher from your perspective, since the publisher that you have, I'm assuming, is a small publishing house?
Mm-hmm. Fairly small, but they're really doing very well. It was mostly through Catherine. She had first had me send it to her publisher, Bella Books, but they had too many in my genre and loved my book, which was great, but suggested Sapphire Books. So, I was very lucky. I sent it to the next person and was accepted. So sometimes you send it to many publishers and all that. But I like their vibe and the feel, and then I'm also hoping to make it a crossover book, so it's not just a lesbian mystery. So it can go to mainstream. So I wanted it to be with a publisher.
Well, also, if it's set in Palm Springs, which I believe it is,
mm-hmm.
It can have gay people in it, gay men in it, which I'm sure it does.
Mm-hmm.
So
token few.
A token few.
Yeah,
yes.
No, I'm kidding.
What would you like to say? I didn't actually publish the synopsis of the book, which mm-hmm. is available on Amazon, but what would you like to tell me and the viewers in terms of what the book is about?
You know what? I'm going to read you. Now I remember.
You can read whatever.
Yeah.
You can read from the back cover. That's fine.
Oh, okay. Landscape designer Shannon Patrick, which of course is my alter ego, lives in Palm Springs with her wife of many years, Karen, a collectible dealer. And Mooch and Bailey, they're two idiosyncratic cats. Shannon has intervened in, in previous predicaments that affected her friends, so when she arrives for a client's appointment, only to discover the massive door to the huge home wide open, broken glass and blood on the floor, and her client nowhere to be found, long-suffering Karen knows she's in for it. Along her investigative way, Sharon meets a mysterious beauty, witnesses strange events at the neighboring estate, uncovers a Native American artifact counterfeit scheme, encounters a stunning local police officer and her equally gorgeous wife, and in her spare time intervenes in a friend's highly risky gambling addiction. Amid escalating peril, she and the increasingly dismayed Karen find themselves locked in a storage unit run by the Bikers for Jesus Motorcycle Club, all of which leads to a climactic scene of Shannon fighting for her life with the aid of Karen and the inestimable.
Right. Say it right
yeah, feline talents of Mooch and Bailey. Anyway, that's kind of what it's about.
Inestimable.
Inestimable. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So it's been fun, and now it was nice to write the second book and carry on with the characters and all sorts of new shenanigans she gets messed up in. And now I just started my third, so.
I'm going to segue into, it's not a segue, it's actually we're backing up a bit, because we live in a very different world now than we did a few years ago, and even 20 years ago. And when you talked about how you got into Palm Springs, you said because of a breakup. And when
mm-hmm.
and when you described the person that you broke up with, you said this person as opposed to this woman.
Mm. That's true. It wasn't conscious.
No, I know it wasn't. But that's my point. It's like we come from an era where we had to disclose, we had to conceal the gender of the
pronouns,
person,
yeah.
of the person we were talking about, and we don't live in that world anymore.
That's true. I heard myself say that, and I thought, you know, that was, why did I do that?
No, that's not a criticism.
Oh, I know.
And I know that it wasn't conscious, but I'm just...
You heard it, yeah.
I'm pointing out, you know, we live in a different world, and what a great thing.
Yeah, it's so wonderful to be out. And I've tried to be out as much as I can in my whole life because my parents were supportive of it. But, you know, it wasn't always easy. But I was always in theater and acting, and it sort of, I was around more of that type of people.
Those types of
yeah,
people.
Yeah, like you, Nicholas.
Yeah. Someone said, are you a homosexual? I said, I don't know, but I'm a hopeful sexual.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
So one of the things that I actually have had the opportunity to meet your troupe members, which you're part of the Improvables of the Desert.
Yes.
The Improvables of the Desert at .com, and you're at their website.
Yes.
So tell me about the Improvables.
Well, it all started when I went to this one play day, and then...
While you're talking, I'm going to queue up a clip of the Improvables.
Oh, sure.
I just occurred I could do
that. Oh, wonderful. Anyway, I had so much fun, and I didn't even know if I could still act or move around or anything. It had been years since I'd acted, and I just had a ball, and I enjoyed the laughter. And so anyway, it's been 3 years now. We've been rehearsing at least once a week all this time, and we've done a few shows here and there, and it's just a blast. It's great to be silly and play.
I was just starting to use Facebook Live, and I went to your show at the Tolerance Education Center, and I was successful in broadcasting the entire show live.
Oh, my God.
Which I think, do you knew that, right?
Yes, I did.
Did you have a chance to watch any of it?
No, I watched the one that they sent us, you know, Dwayne had taped it also.
Okay.
But I didn't, you know, I watched it and I didn't, I'm sorry, I didn't even
Oh, no, that's okay.
That
so this is, you're on camera one.
Okay.
This is camera two. And now I'm going over to camera three. If you go to promohomo.tv, you'll find my interview with Lynn, and I've embedded the Improvables performance. What I'm going to do, I don't have a particular aspect of the show hooked up, but just to give you a sense of the troupe.
How silly we are.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to press play. I'm going to cause the video to go large on the screen. And then I'm going to skip ahead because who knows what will be happening. But that's what we're about to do, okay, for...
Hey everybody, Nicholas here. I am at the Tolerance Education Center. Hey everybody, Nicholas.
Oh, I just started a squat.
Improvables of the Desert Show. It is April 16th, 2016. I am Nicholas Snow.
Okay, there we go.
The Improvables of the Desert. They are an unscripted comedy improv troupe. You can find them at the Improvables of the Desert. Excuse me, improvablesofthedesert.com. We have a full house here at the Tolerance Education Center.
So I'm jumping ahead. Siamese twins, and explain how improv kind of works in terms of how you set up a scene.
Well, there's different kind of formats that we call games. One of that, it's early on in the clip, if you want to show that, where we have a planned thing that we're going to be, like I'm going to be a translator for somebody who speaks gibberish, and I just have to make it up on the spot. And it's basically all in our heads, but there are certain rules to improv. You know, it's always like, yes, and. You don't ever say, no, you're not my husband. You just go, okay, you play along.
You
so,
always have to
which
to,
is a,
to go with what is set up for you.
Yes, and it's all a big life lesson, too, because, you know, I really know this, it's helped me a lot because of just instead of being argumentative, and I just have found that it being accepting and going yes and is so much easier. So, but we do certain things. If you came out and I knew that you were playing a dog or something, then I would play a dog, or I would be your master, or I would, you go along with it. And there are certain things. Sometimes somebody will say location, like if they said airport and you were a dog, you might be a bomb-sniffing dog or something, and then we would play a whole scene around that. So it's just a fun thing of letting go and not having any expectations and following, listening to the other person.
Now, this interview will exist in perpetuity, but for those people who hear it or listen to it or see it in time, you have a play day coming up. Would you like to talk about it? And do you have a postcard for that?
No, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go to the improbablesofthedesert.com, but what would you like to tell us about that play day?
It's an open play day for anybody who wants to try it, and it's not a performance or anything. It's just strictly a theater game kind of day. It's at the Center for
Spiritual
Living
in Palm Desert.
On Racquet Club.
Oh, it's the one in Palm Springs.
Yeah, Palm Springs.
Oh, I gotcha.
2100 East Racquet Club, 2100 East. It's right on Racquet Club before sunrise, I think.
It's actually...
Farrell turns into Racquet Club.
Oh, so it already is. Yeah, it is east of sunrise.
Right.
Yeah, east of sunrise on the part of
the
Racquet Club.
Part.
Yeah, when you're going north on Farrell will force you to curve and turn west to the left. And within a short period of time, the Center for Spiritual Living, Palm Springs, is on your right, the north side of the street.
Yeah, it's just a few locations before sunrise. Anyway, and it's June 19th, a Sunday, from 2 to 4. And you were asking for a $10 donation at the door, but it's not necessary because we have to pay for the room to play. You have to pay to play. And we're going to just let people experiment with this. We're always looking for new troupe members and people who have never tried it. It's not an audition. It's just come out and we'll do some scenes for you and, it's kind of a fun. So we're going to do one of those every month. And we'll do one in July also, I think at the same place. But then we have this.
What should people wear to that if they decide to attend?
Comfy,
just,
movable
clothes.
Oh, shorts.
Yeah, it will be
t-shirt.
Hot. It's already hot here.
Well, it's inside, and hopefully it'll be air conditioned. But just comfy clothes. It's
okay.
Nothing. And then we got selected to be at this Joshua Tree Improv Comedy Festival. They had one last year, and that's July 8th through the 10th. And we're competing in it, so we're going to be there on July 9th, which is a Saturday at 3 o'clock. So we need all the support we can get.
That's jtimprovfestival.org, jtimprovfestival.org. That's telling us.
Who was that?
I can extend the length of the show, and I will. I just have to press a button, which I have done. There. Now, Facebook Live goes on forever. Blog Talk Radio, I program segments,
mm-hmm.
and I did program 30 minutes, but I can extend the show because I'm the producer.
Wow. The power.
Yes.
I mean, if I can plug my book, where I work, the improv group.
We've plugged it all.
I know, and I'll plug you back.
Well, I appreciate that.
That sounds terrible.
It does, and I don't think either. I
don't remember how. I don't remember how to do it.
I don't think for each other's time.
No, that's all right. We'll move on.
This is shameless what I'm about to do, but you mentioned that you didn't know that Carrie was interested in you.
Yes, I didn't.
And that things would have moved faster if you had.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're interested in me, I don't know it out there. So
yeah.
You got to let me know.
This is a catch. Someone deserves you, Nicholas.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's true. Please consider this handsome man.
People
here.
Say, how come you're still single? And I say, because there are only two tops in California, and I haven't met one of them yet.
Oh, really? That's not what I've heard, but I don't know all that.
Well, listen, if you could be a top broker. You could
a
end
top
up,
broker?
Well, as opposed to a top broker, you could be a top broker. Because you could help. If you know of a lot of them, you could help us find them.
It's usually not my second question when I meet people, but I could start, you know. I'd be slapped, I imagine, or something. Most women don't divulge that, you know. It's a lot of dinners and lunches and engraving and flowers.
Engraving.
You know?
And maybe even a U-Haul. And then you learn.
Well, the U-Haul's later, you hope. But
yeah, so
yeah.
I guess I would like to ask you, is there anything that you would like to address or say that we haven't yet brushed upon?
Oh, my. I'm in such a great, grateful spot. I think I feel very lucky at this point in my life. I'm 66, about to be 67.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I'm 10 years younger, but I try to say that. No, it's true. But, you know, I'm really happy. I'm doing a job I really love doing, and it would be nice to not have to work full time. But, like, today I'm kind of lucky I could play hooky. I want people to know that you can follow your dream, and just like I just started writing. And you just have to start somewhere and try something. And if you're interested in something, you know, try to check it out. We have a really good community here with just a wonderful gay community. And, yeah, there it is. Smiled. Yeah. And transplanted out soon.
Oh,
but I'm just in a very good spot, and I feel very grateful to live in a place that's so free and liberal. And with really good people around.
It's fascinating because you actually answered the final question I was going to ask you, and that was just to say why you love it here in the desert, and you kind of just did. But what would you like to add to why Greater Palm Springs is such a special place?
Oh, it's gorgeous. You know, I just, every day I can, you know, I see those hills and the mountains, and I landscaped the Jesus out of our house, and it's green and pretty, and I just feel so lucky, you know. I feel like I help create my reality, but, you know, it's like a good spot. I found a nice niche for working because God knows people need landscaping here, and that's a whole other story, clients and landscaping and country clubs and golf courses. But, you know, it just takes water and money, I say, in spite of what people say. You know?
Water and money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Nicholas.
And I hope you come back. And I'm going to share with you and my viewers, and I'll give you a final goodbye in just a second, but I'm going to switch over to camera two. So there's a lot happening here at promohomo.tv. Just added to the site this morning are 8 videos of Facebook live feeds from the Queen of the Desert contest that happened last night. Had this great vision of broadcasting the whole event live, and what happened was there were significant connectivity issues, so the quality of the video is not that exceptional. It was nowhere near exceptional. It's kind of poor quality video. However, that was beyond my technical capability of addressing, and I think that you'll find that to be very fascinating. As the programming evolves on promohomo.tv. One place you can always find it is at promohomo.tv or at my personal Facebook page. Just search Nicholas Snow and you'll see the Promohomo TV logo where my profile picture would be. Right now, the programming is originating from that page. When Facebook gives that blue check mark that says that I'm official, I can start originating the video from my public Facebook page. At any rate, you can follow Promohomo TV on Instagram and Twitter. And if you're in Palm Springs, you can be an in-studio guest if you have something relevant to talk about. And, of course, I can take call-in and guests from around the world, as I have been doing for several years now. So that's what's happening here. And once again, Lynn, thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be on Promo Homo. It just cracks me up every time
Promo
I say
Homo
that.
Promohomo.tv.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It is a Carol Merrill. Yeah. And now we're going to take it away with my little closer. We're going to go back over to camera three.
For all of our upcoming programs, social media links, and a link to all of our advertisers, visit promohomo.tv. Until next time, I'm Nicholas Snow.
And that concludes our television broadcast. And now I'm going to wrap up our Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And thanks again for joining Lynn and I for this fascinating conversation. We will see you next time.